Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. Well, it's Friday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. So glad to be with you. We're in 2 Timothy chapter 2, one of my favorite passages in Scripture. Wrote a book from it called 3D Leadership, Defining, Developing, and Deploying Leaders by Making the Church into a Leadership Factory by Following this Paradigm of Leadership Development that the Apostle Paul gives to Timothy, that he wants Timothy to imitate in his ministry. It's given in verses 1 and 2, "You then, my child, be strengthened in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." In other words, as a leader, you can't take people where you haven't been, so you need to be strong in the grace that is found in Christ Jesus. And then he says to him, "I want you then to invest in leaders that are proven leaders the way I invested in you and others that were like you. What you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." Now notice the picture of leadership and how you stand the course in the day of suffering. Here he gives three pictures of a leader. Share in the suffering as one, a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits since his aim is to please the one who entrusted him. An athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. It is the hardworking farmer who ought to have the first share of the crops. Think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. So he gives him three metaphors of what it means to be a follower of Christ and a leader for Christ, a leader who produces other leaders. He gives him the metaphor of a soldier, gives him the metaphor of an athlete, and he gives him the metaphor of a hard-working farmer. Now, what does he say about the soldier? Well, the soldier enters in. He doesn't get entangled in civilian pursuits. I remembered when I went down to enlist in the Marine Corps and my anticipation, now I actually got deferred because of a physical issue, but my anticipation was to go to Paris Island. And when I went to Paris Island, I would get off of that bus. And when I got off of that bus, the next thing they were going to tell me was to go to that dorm. We'll take care of you. We're going to give you what to eat. We're going to give you what to wear. We're going to take care of everything. You got one job, and that is to please your commander. In that case, it would have been a drill sergeant. And then that drill sergeant was to drill within us what it meant to be a good Marine. You had that one goal the whole time you're at Paris Island, is you please the one to whom you answer to. We'll take care of everything else. You be a good soldier. Jesus will meet your needs. What you need to do is make it your objective to please Jesus Christ as a Christ follower. And then he says, we're going to give you another illustration, and that's an athlete. Winning athletes when they compete according to the rules. If you're a rule breaker, you're disqualified. Don't live your life so that you're always in the penalty box. Compete according to the rules. Then they can stay in the game, and when they stay in the game, they make a difference for the team. And then finally, you need to be a hard-working farmer. The hard-working farmer is the first one to share of the crops. You will get great joy as you serve the Lord. But we don't work hard for salvation. We work hard for our Savior. The farmer cannot make the harvest. God gives the harvest. But the farmer can work hard in the harvest. The farmer can work hard by planting, by cultivating, by watering, by watching over the crop, and then bringing forth from the crop the very harvest itself. And when you bring it forth, that's your first share. It's given to you to give to the Lord as the tithe. So when you minister, you get the share of the crop of joy in the Lord and worship of the Lord as he blesses your efforts to serve him in planting the seed of the gospel. Consider these things. The Lord will give you understanding. So why don't you do that? Meditate on it, and the Lord will give you understanding. And speaking of worship, see you on the Lord's Day. Come and give praise to God amongst God's people as you worship the Lord in the community of believers with which you participate. You do so with great joy in the Lord, and then I'll see you back here Monday for another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.